Hello, everyone. This is your host, Dan Thomas. From where? The Planet Pickleball Show. We are pleased to come into your home, and we are so glad, whether you're listening to us at home or you're in your car, wherever you are, thank you so much for joining us. I'm with my co-host, Joe Sammarco, who's in Arizona this week, and we want to kind of continue where we left off, telling you about the new programs that we're bringing online with pickleballdate.net. We're very excited about it. And, you know, pickleball continues to grow. I mean, it's just growing unabated. It's like the world is yet to really experience pickleball. I was checking some numbers, and while it's grown just astronomically, you know, it's still... it's in its infancy. It has so much more room to grow. And as people join into it, it becomes the center point of activity. Now, if you're not married, not to exclude the married folks, but if you are unmarried, folks, you can't lose. Pickleballdate.net is where you want to be. One, our pricing is very competitive because we're new guys on the block. We want you to join. And we want to make some good deals available to you to bring you in and make you say, hey, I need to be part of this. And we're doing things that no one else does. No one. I mean, like guarantee a rate. You join now, you guarantee, you lock in your rate for life. Who does that? Well, CarShield might do it to automobiles, but we do it to the dating site. And I cannot find any. I can find you plenty of sites that don't mind raising periodic rates, and I'm sure over time that we will do the same thing. However, when you join pickleballdate.net, you're paying a price, you're agreeing, I'm going to sign up at this price, and you lock that price in for life. And we've got three fabulous plans. We've got a quarterly plan of about $29 or so a month. We have an annual plan of approximately $83, somewhere in there. And we've got a lifetime, a one-time payment, $495, and that's it for life. That's the only time you'll ever pay to be part of pickleballdate.net. And believe you me, we're intending to be in for the long haul. But anyway, we want to make you aware of just what all you have available to you. And one of the best things that we feel differentiates us from the other sites is the ability, as we're growing, is to reach out and include each of you as our growth partner, which means there's going to be like two groups of people, those that join the site and those that say, I don't know, I'm married, I'm not going to join some single site. Or there could be singles that say, you know what, I'm not going to join a singles dating site. I'm not into that. Okay, that's fine. But let me get you to at least take a second look. We had two programs. We call it our marketing program and our affiliate program. Now, those terms are, you know, everything is kind of nebulous. At the time, people could relate to them. But as time progresses, people move on. They look at words differently. They take on different meanings. But we want to consolidate it like under an umbrella. And we call it our Make Money Program. It's a giant umbrella. It includes both of our programs, the marketing program and the affiliate program. Now, I want to talk to you first about the marketing program. We know, and Joe and I have talked about it, that people are not necessarily going to want to join a dating website. They may look at it and say, yeah, it looks good, but it's just not for me. That doesn't mean that you're supposed to just go away, X out of the screen, and move on to something else. No, no, no. You're passing up opportunity. You have, if you are a club owner, a pickleball manager, an administrator, you have basically some group under you that you maintain contact with. you are in a very influential position to promote pickleballdate.net with an assigned code, a five-digit code. And when your member goes to pickleballdate.net and registers and enters that five-digit code, that person is tagged as your lead. In other words, you brought them in. And what we propose to do is every month, we let the month go, and then the first week of the following month, we go back and we look at all the payments that were made, and we look at the codes, and we sort by the codes. So we have, like, all the code 001s, and we group those together, and we get an amount, and we take 20% of those amounts, and that's what you would be sent during the next month. We run 1 week, I mean, a 1 month in arrears, so to speak. I don't see how you can pass that up. If you had, just to grab an example, you had 1,000 people, and you promoted our site, and 1 month you had 200 people join. I don't know whether they would join annually, quarterly. Some would pay that lifetime max. But let's say you had an assortment of all three. You would make 20% of each of those payments would come to you the next month. And I don't know about you, but that could be some nice extra income to get, not only for yourself, or it could go to your club. Use it for whatever you feel best suited to do. And we just think this is an ideal program, and it's intended, again, for the people who would not want to join pickleballdate.net, but realize the potential and will help us to build the organization. You come in under our marketing program. Now, we have the affiliate program. Under the affiliate program, anyone who joins and starts paying dues, they have to pay dues, they've joined now as a member, they are assigned an individual affiliate link that they can hand out to other people, and if the other person joins under that link, that special link, then they go into your group, and you then receive 30% of that person's membership fees every month, or every quarter, or every year, or a one-time on the lifetime fee. Now, it doesn't stop there, because all the people that join under you as a result of your link, then they have a link, they pass their link out, and others join under them. Same thing, they get 30%, and it's just cascading down. It becomes what's known as multi-level, and you go down five entire levels. Now, I don't know if some of you are familiar with an old company. It's been around for many, many years. It's changed its name a bunch of times, but it's called Amway Corporation. We're not Amway. No. But the principle of multi-level is very, very similar to the Amway program. Not the same. It's different. But it's very, very similar, to just to give you a reference point. And by doing this, folks, over time, you could build up quite an assortment of people under you, each of whom are going out and spreading the link. And, you know, you're leveraging your time, you're leveraging your exposure financially to gain more people in paying dues that you will receive a commission on. So we have, like I say, both programs. One, the marketing program for those who do not want to join, because we don't want to force somebody. You know, we want to say, hey, you can make money, but you have to join. Well, that's going to turn a lot of people off, and we don't want to do that, because you know people, and you have influence with people, and you can help us to grow. But on the other hand, people who join, there has to be something in it for them, and we say, now there's something for them. Once they join, they too can participate in the other program. And just for someone might say, well, gee, Dan, what if I start bringing people to you, and I'm under the marketing program, but then I decide I want to join after all, and I get my own personal link. Do I have to leave the other program? No, you don't. You can halt what you're doing now and go over to the affiliate program, or you could do both of them. It doesn't matter. We're not going to exclude anybody from any program. It's there. It's two programs, but they can put money in your pocket. And that's what we want to emphasize. We need your help, folks, because we can only grow so much on our own. Just because people don't know us, we don't have the necessary contacts nor the credibility that you have, you can work with us to help us build our company. In return, we will pay you and reward you quite handsomely. I don't know of any other singles dating site, I really don't, that offers such a terrific choice. And if you know it, I'd love to hear from it. Send an email to hello@pickleballdate.net. That's hello@pickleballdate.net. I'd love to find a site that does what we're proposing, but I don't think you're going to find it. And if you do, well, we'll do our best to match it. I don't say we'll necessarily do it right away, but we'll certainly take a look and get in it, because we want you to have the latest and greatest ways to make money. And that's what it kind of boils down to, with the economy what it is today and threatening to go lower. I read an interesting email. It was detailing China again and robot manufacturing plants that are going to be online come 2026 and in full production late 2026 and into 2027, producing millions of artificial intelligence driven robots. And the claim was they can replace everything from the dock worker to the stock person to the retail checkout clerk to the store stocker who stocks the shelves, cleans them, even medical personnel, including doctors. Now, how would you feel about, you just broke your leg, you're in the emergency room from a car wreck, and in walks this robot that looks like a human, kind of looks down at you and in this, you know, kind of electronic voice saying, "Where does it hurt?" And knows from the artificial intelligence of all the medical volumes, they know what to do to treat your broken leg. Now, that to me is just, my mouth dropped. I said, you're going to replace medical doctors with these artificial intelligence robots? Yeah. Human beings, folks, are going to be made obsolete. And it's projected that between now and 2026, about half of American workers are going to be obsolete, meaning you're in danger of losing your job, because robots don't have to get benefits. They don't have to be paid. They only have to be maintained. And that's a big cost savings to the employer. Of course, the employer isn't going to be replaced by a robot. He or she is going to keep their company. But it's going to be a matter of business owners. And I feel for the people that are generating their salaries now, you know, doing service, and particularly the services area. What are you going to do? That's why you come back to Pickleball Date. You've got something that's growing. This is human, folks. We don't buy robots and put them out on the pickleball court, although they could. They could play in, and I'm surprised it's not some league forming that wants to just take control and have all pickleball robots out there winging and zinging away. But that's going to be a long time off. Meanwhile, you can be making money and derive a secondary income source that might, heaven forbid, become your primary if you get enough people and you promote us to enough people. So we just want to make you aware of this. There's a method to our madness. We see something coming, and we want you to know about it. That's it. That's my 2 cents worth today. And I'm so pleased to welcome my co-host, Joe Sarmarco, who is in Arizona this week, and let him kind of explain the money program a little bit more add what he can, what he thinks about it, particularly on the robot scene. And Joe, what did I leave out? What have I not told the people?
Oh, Dan, you did a wonderful job really covering every aspect of the two different programs. One thing I wanted to bring up, and I think this is a really good, you know, when you're getting into the marketing program where you basically have the top administrator that will sign up, and then he has a group of people that he could contact, but he doesn't necessarily want to become a member right now of pickleballdate.net. But, you know, there's a lot of married people out there, Dan, that may feel that same way, but they have a lot of people in their club that they know that are single. Even though they're married, they may, you know, maybe they're older, they've been married, but there's a lot of younger people who belong to the club. Well, with this new program that we're going to be rolling out, where they do not have to join pickleballdate.net, this is a really good thing for married people, because now they don't have to, you know, participate on the dating site. But let's say they have a group that has a couple hundred, 300, 400 younger people that are really wanting to be on the dating site, which I think today most people probably do if they're in that, you know, kind of age bracket, say between, you know, 25 and, you know, say 45, I would think would be the hot group. And that's kind of the average age. I don't know if you know this now, Dan, but the average age, I just read this the other day, the average age now of anybody playing pickleball is 36 years old. And
wow,
it's getting lower. It was about a year or two ago, I think it was like 49 or 50 years old. Now it's dropped dramatically, which tells me that the younger people are taking over and actually in numbers dominating the game in numbers. And that, you know, when that started to happen, Dan, is when all the new indoor pickleball facilities started coming on board and getting built and opening up, probably about a year and a half, 2 years ago was the first one. And now we're seeing them pop up just about everywhere, almost every month. Here in Arizona, I think it's April, they're going to be opening four new indoor facilities, four. And they're huge. And which means that basically wherever you live, if you live in a climate that gets very warm in the summer, or if you live in a climate that gets very, very cold with a lot of snow and, you know, rain in the winter, you basically don't have to worry. You could play pickleball every single day of the year because you're playing indoors. And the indoor facilities now, Dan, they're played on the same surface as a outdoor pickleball court, which is basically almost the same surface as a tennis surface. Years ago, when they first opened the first indoor facilities, they were played on usually in a gymnasium where the basketball courts were, and they, you know, laid out a net. They put lines out so you could see where the lines were for the pickleball court, but it was played on hardwood, the same hardwood floor that they play basketball on. And they had a special pickleball indoor ball that they used just for bouncing on the hardwood. But I've done it a few times when they, you know, first opened up, and I said, you know what, this is not for me. The lighting was poor. The ball bounced so differently. It just flew much faster, much harder. It was not for me. And I immediately went back out to outdoors and said, you know what, if it's raining, I'll just wait. But now, the way they're building the courts now with all the new technology, you have basically an outdoor surface moved indoor. And the ball bounces the same. Everything is the same. Except if it's 20 below zero out and you're up there in Wisconsin and you're indoor playing pickleball, it's 72 degrees indoor playing pickleball. So there's your advantage with the new pickleball courts being built everywhere, Dan. And so the point I'm making is I believe that when the new courts, indoor courts, started being built, it all of a sudden opened up a whole new age group of younger people that heard about pickleball but never were introduced to it. They went over. They might have got a free couple of days to try it out. They loved it. They told their friends. And now it's a phenomenon, not just amongst retired people, which it was, you know, you go back a decade ago, it was pretty much only retired people that played pickleball. Younger people didn't really know unless they were exposed to it by their parents or grandparents. They really were not privy to any part of it. But now it's totally different. And so you've got a whole new crop of younger people. And, you know, what do younger people do, Dan? Well, they go out. They like to, you know, they're young. They like to go out. They work hard. They, you know, they make money and they like to go out and they like to date. And if they're an avid pickleball player, what better than a younger person, say 35 to 38, 40, for early 40s, early 30s, even in their mid-20s, what better than a younger person wanting to find a date with another person that plays pickleball? How good is that? So you have a common bond right out of the gate. And so I'm thinking that married people that are probably maybe belong to the same club could introduce the younger people in the club to join pickleball date. And when they do, they're going to become a make money, join the make money program. So they would be a make money affiliate. And you know what's going to happen? They are now going to earn 30% on anybody that they bring in because they're a paid customer on pickleballdate.net, and their commission that they're going to earn is 30%. And then, of course, we also have the various downline commission structure as they grow and grow their network. It goes down several levels deep. So they have that advantage. But it's only a win-win. I can't see any flaws in this at all, Dan. Just like you say, it's a win-win for everyone. And I really think that, you know, regardless of whether you're going to join or not, and I really think that most would join, and I think that the reason maybe they won't join is they're married. They might not feel comfortable. I've talked to some people that said that, but when I told them that they could become a basically part of the marketing program, they said, oh, my God, I'll do that. So it's a win-win for everybody, and it's going to draw people to pickleballdate.net, which means they're going to find their perfect partner, Dan. If it's a woman looking for a guy, she's going to find him. A guy looking for his girl, he's going to find her, and they're going to come together on pickleballdate.net. So that's my two cents, Dan, that I have for today, and I think it's a great story, and I think we have a great program, and I think when this thing gets rolled out, I think America is going to say, wait a minute, where was this all along? Well, it takes time, and it takes time to develop it, but the phenomenon is on, and it's going to just grow, and it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger every single month.
I sure hope so, Joe, and I absolutely applaud what you're saying because the emphasis is it's a moneymaker for everyone who wants to get in now because we're in an infancy stage. We're growing. You know, back in the day when you had the other sites like Plenty of Fish or you had Match.com or you had the Singles Network, you know, silver singles, dat singles, you know, gold singles, whatever they were. There was a point in time they were just opening the door and they were just getting started. And my, how things have changed. Now they've got millions upon millions upon millions of members. And the folks that get in now and help us grow, we will reach that point when we have millions and millions and millions of people nationwide and we're looking at international. So how can you turn your back on that kind of opportunity that in the next 3 years even that you know you would be making better than what you're making now? Your salary could just go through the roof. And particularly if China succeeds in pushing artificial intelligence robots on the market and you lose your job. Heaven forbid. I mean, that's a terrible thing. I've been through job losses before, and I don't know too many people who haven't. And when you think back about it, that's not a pleasant feeling to go in one morning feeling chipper and excited about the company, and that afternoon at 3:30, you've got your pink slip in your hand, and HR has wished you well, and basically told you get out and get off the property. You know, you don't work here anymore. We don't want you. It's just a whole feeling that if that were to happen, you just smile and go, well, isn't that a terrible thing that I make more through pickleballdate.net than I ever made working here? This became my second job, and I guess I have to give it up. I'll go find another second job if I need it. But, you know, it just gives you options. Gives you options, folks. And that's what it's all about, is options. Don't be locked into a particular course, a particular silo. I hate being siloed. You know, be able to go on vacation. You have your main residence, but you also have a beach home you can go to get away. You know, always have something lined up that gives you freedom. And this is how to do it. This, believe it or not, this is still America, and we still got it. The rest of the world, not so sure, but we still got it. Of course, that brings up politics, and I'm going to avoid that today. But think about what Joe and I have told you, ladies and gentlemen, because this is the coming thing. We're here to stay. Pickleballdate.net knows. We don't think. We know that we have the most revolutionary dating site in creation. And we're going to keep rolling out great products. What we offer now versus what we're going to offer a year from now was night and day. Night and day. And you can be a part of it. So come on and think about joining up with us. We're going to be rolling this program out during the between now and the month of March. And, we're, of course, we'll announce it on the show. But be open to it. Be open to take a hard look at it. That's all we ask. And if you still decide it's not for you, well, then thank you for looking, and we wish you well. But I think if you look hard enough, you will like what you see, and then all of a sudden you will love what you see. And you'll look around for others doing the same thing, and they're not doing it. And you'll say, man, pickleballdate.net, that's the one for me. And that's all we want. Just get to make that decision, come to the net. Come to the net, and we'll explain it all. Well, Joe, I hate to say it, but you know what? It's been a fast 30 minutes.
Well, Dan, it just flew by again, as always, but really appreciate you being on here. Man, it's been a great show again. And ladies and gentlemen, think about everything that Dan was saying and how he explained it. You're going to have a lot of fun playing pickleball. And think while you're playing pickleball, all those dollars going into your bank account as you're playing the game. And it's going to make a bigger smile on your face. So we're going to continue to evolve and continue to offer a lot of good things in the next few months. And you're going to see some tremendous changes that are going to be happening in the sport. And we're going to keep you on top of it. We're going to have some really good guests coming up here in the next few weeks. And, you know, you're going to love it. So, Dan, really appreciate being on again. And once again, onward and upward. And grab that paddle, ladies and gentlemen, and get out there and start playing.
You got it. Physical health, make it your goal for 2024. In that case, we're going to have to wind her down. But, ladies and gentlemen, really a pleasure to come to you today, and hang in there with us, and we'll be right back at you come next week. On behalf of Joe and myself, have a great rest of your week and a fantastic day. Bye-bye now.